What happens is it gets popped on the paper or something, and it looks like it's a dot, and you don't know. So number three under part B, in the parentheses there, it says it should be bayit, and there's a shawa instead of a hirik. That should be a hirik on the second syllable. I think it was just another dot on the paper there. So you can cross that out. And then the same thing happened on number 11, that give ah for hill. For Gil, it should be a hirik in the first syllable, not Shawad. Okay, it's understandable. Okay, aside from that, all the rest of the errors, you have to break stuff.
I On number three, those of you still here, don't be misled. There's a mistake on there that form yashav. On the verb form, ruach is the subject.
Three where?
The back. Question three, part C on the back page. Number three, where you're going from Hebrew to English. I give you yashav, ruach, Elohim. Ruach is a feminine noun. And so that yashav should be yeshavah. In other words, it should be the feminine form, technically. Yeah, it probably won't affect anybody's translation of it, but it is.